I'll read maybe two more poems from this. I'm remembering my lecture earlier about you don't have to read it all, Jerry. I think I'll read a seduction poem about New. I have an apartment in New York City. It's an imaginary seduction poem, I have to say. My sister-in-law is here. It's called The Roar. The poem is called The Roar. And there's an apartment we have in New York City, kind of a little slum dwelling, four little rooms, you know, on Van Damme Street, down in what's now called Soho. And in the poem, I'm imagining that I'm escorting someone up these five flights of stairs. Outside the window, I can actually get a clear shot because the buildings across the street that were built by Aaron Burr as a speculation, before he, you know, shot, you know, who. Are low, and I get a clear shot of the Empire State Building. I mention that only because that's in the poem. And the rest is, I call it the red and blue beacon of Empire, because it's lit up at night enough. That was the last time I would walk up those five flights with a woman in tow, standing in the hall patiently trying my keys, listening to my heart pounding from the climb. And the last time I would sit in front of the refrigerator drinking white wine and asking questions and lecturing like a spider, and rubbing my hand through my hair like a priest. Look at me touch the burning candle with my bare palm and press a rusty knife against my left eyelid while she undresses. Look at me rise through the cool air shaft and snore at the foot of the bed with one hand on her knee, one hand touching the white floor, the red and blue beacon of Empire just beyond those little houses, as familiar now as my crippled birch. The endless roar out there, as sweet as my own roar in my other dream on the cold and empty river.